Joined by Kathleen Parker, now columnist for the Washington Post Writers Group, joins us from South Carolina. Morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Look, before we get to what we really want to talk to you about, you, along with a few other columnists, interviewed President Obama aboard Air Force One,
right.
Flight to Chicago this week. Can I get you to reveal the crafty strategy you used to snag the attention of the Obama daughters?
Well, you know, I was the only woman aboard among the columnists, that is. And so and I happened to know that the little girls would be on board, and I also happened to know that Sasha has a little thing, a little ugly doll keychain that hangs in the back of her backpack. In fact, I'd actually written about it previously. It became a bit of a fashion, a little fad briefly in Washington. They were being sold as seen on Sasha's book bag. So I bought one and hung one on my purse. And, you know, everybody looked at me funny as I got on the airplane, but I knew that the girls would recognize it right away, and indeed they did. So I was able to start up a conversation with them more easily, let's say, than the other men that I was with.
We want to talk about Nancy Suleiman. Of course, the California woman gave birth to 8 children on January 26 after IVF treatments. Turns out she already had 6 children, so this is 14 children of the age of 8. She does not work. She's living, Nadia Suleiman, forgive me. She doesn't work, is living on disability stipend, food stamps, and state aid for 3 of her children. She wants to go back to school in the fall. Now, these births are raising questions. I'm not even mentioning the apparently surgically enhanced resemblance to Angelina Jolie. What are some of the questions on your mind?
Well, you know, Scott, I'm having a hard time even wrapping my mind around this whole notion of, can you imagine 14 children under the age of 8? You and I have children, so we know what a challenge one can be,
yeah.
Or two. But the big issue for me is I think we've reached a point where we've got to start coming up with some sort of regulations as to how we proceed with these technological advances. I mean, does anybody who walks in the door get to have as many children as they want to, whether or not they can afford to support those kids? And up till now, the answer has been, yes, we don't meddle. People are entitled to make their own decisions about their own lives. But clearly, technology has raised the bar, and so we've got to, I think, get serious about having something in place, some laws and regulations, as opposed to mere guidelines, which is what we have now.
Were at least a few doctors irresponsible here? Because it occurred to me that a plastic surgeon would probably have told a patient, you know, at one point, enough's enough.
Right. Well, no, exactly. And I think, yes, I think some doctors are clearly to blame here. Look, the woman has said she wanted to have a big family because she was a lonely child. She has been under psychiatric care. She's been diagnosed as depressed. She's been diagnosed through the years variously as a severe suicide risk to a moderate suicide risk. I mean, this is a person who's got some psychological issues, clearly, and it's ironic that her own advanced degree, when she finishes it, will be in counseling, psychological counseling. We all seek to repair ourselves in various ways, but it's rather drastic action to have 14 children to fill a void, an emotional void in our lives. And I think a responsible doctor would simply say, listen, we need to get to the bottom of these issues that you have without creating so many lives that no single person could possibly take care of them. Right now she's counting on volunteers and daycare centers. Her mother, who's 68 years old, has been helping her up till now, but even her mother is exasperated and saying, I'm getting out of here. So, I absolutely blame the doctors, the fertility doctors who simply will transfer as many embryos as he thinks will make the outcome more successful, or the treating psychiatrist who obviously knew that there were some fundamental problems here.
Let me, in the half a minute we have left, there's a chorus rising from the public that's not right for taxpayers to pay to support all these children. On the other hand, the octuplets' grandfather says, yes, my daughter was irresponsible, but please don't punish the children.
Well, obviously we don't punish the children, but I think this woman is going to be able to support her children in fine style because she's got contracts coming her way from books to documentaries to reality TV. So ultimately she may actually be able to support those children and more. The question is, do we really want to encourage this by making it lucrative?
Thanks so much, Kathleen.
Thanks, Scott.
Washington Post Writers Group columnist Kathleen Parker joining us this morning from Camden, South Carolina.